Hallelujah, 我们在座诸位主耶稣所爱的，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to all those who are loved by Jesus.
感谢主耶稣这次引导我们伯恩教会。
We thank the Lord Jesus for guiding Bowen Park Church.
能够非常平安顺利进入第二天的灵恩会。
So that we can smoothly conduct the second day of spiritual convocation.
也是我们安息圣日的敬拜聚会。
And it is also our Sabbath worship.
愿主耶稣纪念各位的信心。
May the Lord remember our faith.
赐福给你们与你们心中所爱的。
And to bless all of us and all of our loved ones.
今天下午要跟大家来思考这个题目叫做以福德与刀。
And this topic I want to share with everyone this afternoon is ephod and the sword.
在开始之前我们来看两节经文。
And before we start, let's look at two verses.
我们请翻开旧约圣经以撒母耳记上二十一章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 21.
第八节跟第九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
第八节大卫问亚西米勒说你手下有枪有刀没有因为王的事甚急连刀剑器械我都没有带。第九节祭司说你在以拉谷杀非利士人哥利亚的那刀在这里裹在布中放在以弗德后边你要就可以拿去除此以外再没有别的大卫说这刀没有可比的求你给我阿们
Verse 8 And David said to Ahimelech Is there not here on hand a spear or a sword? For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me because the king's business required hasteSo the priest said, The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you killed in the valley of Elah, there it is, wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you will take that, take it, for there is no other except that one here. And David said, There is none like it, give it to me.
我们大家有没有看到这个经文里面有这两项物品?
And there are two objects in these verses.
在第九节的时候有一把刀还有以弗德。
In verse 9, there is an ephod and there is a sword.
这就是我们今天下午要来思考的。
And this will be our reflections.
这把刀是这个里面的主角大卫他认为他自己所需要的
This sword is something that David thought he needed
如果大家回去有时间再看这两节经文前面的故事
If you have time to go home and read the context of the story
我们发觉这个主角大卫他是还没有当上王
David was not yet a king
但是他已经被撒母耳先知所膏了
He was already anointed by Samuel
我们看到前面二十章后边可以知道说大卫的岳父扫罗王嫉妒他开始追杀他
And in the previous chapter King Saul his father-in-law was jealous of him and tried to kill him
所以这个大卫啊他为了躲避扫罗王的追杀逃得非常的紧急
So David ran away in haste
因此我们发觉他没有任何准备
He did not prepare
他为了保命啊什么都没有带就开始跑了
He started running without any preparations.
跑到一半呢，发觉说啊，糟了，什么都没有带，连食物都没有。
And he realized that he didn't even have food.
那总要活下去啊。
He had to live.
这个时候他跑到什么地方呢
？Then where did he go?
就是这二十一章第一节所描写的这个地方。
In chapter 21, verse 1,
叫做祭司一个叫挪伯的祭司城。
He came to Nob.
这个挪伯是一座祭司城。
Nob was a city of priests.
什么是祭司城呢
What is a city of priests?
我们知道以前神赐给他的选民十二支派各有支派的土地
We know that God gave each of the 12 tribes a piece of land
但是其中一个支派叫做利未支派只有他们可以担任祭司的没有分配到属于他们自己支派的土地
There was one tribe, the Levites who are supposed to be priests they did not get any land
所以照着旧约神的吩咐以及在旧约经里面所描述的
And according to the commandments in the Old Testament
在十二支派里面要各自划一些少数的城市跟土地出来供利未人居住放他们的财产建造他们的房屋
Each of the tribes had to reserve a piece of land for the Levites to build their houses and to live
我们在这里读到的挪伯这一座城市就是其中一个利未人专门居住的城市
And Nob was a city reserved for the Levites
然后这里面有一个首领就是里面的祭司长叫做亚西米勒
And the priest in it was called Ahimelech
大卫跑到这里是有缘故的
There is a reason David went there
他想说这些是属神的仆人应该比较有可能帮助他
He thought that these are the servants of God they can help him
所以他第一件事情当然是要求食物啊快饿死了
First thing he asked for was food
结果他得到了食物
He received food
这个祭司亚西米勒把放在 陈设桌上面献给神的饼拿下来给他吃了。
And he gave David the showbread on the table.
当大卫吃饱了之后，他接下来还需要什么？
What else did David need after he was filled?
哎，我吃饱不会饿死了，我还要增加我生存的机会。
After he ate, he wanted to gain, he wanted to survive.
所以他依照他的逻辑，依照他的推论，什么东西最能增加他生存的机会？
So in his reason, what can help him survive?
面对扫罗王跟他所属军队的追杀，对他这个勇士来讲，当然是一把好武器。
Facing the armies of Saul, of course he needed a good weapon.
所以他吃饱之后想要得到一把武器，这是理所当然的。
Of course he wanted a weapon after he ate.
这是合情合理的。
It's reasonable.
所以在第八节，他第一个问就是有没有这个东西。
First thing he asked for in verse 8, he asked for a weapon.
他很在乎他自己有没有带。
He cared about whether he carried a weapon or not.
我们可以说这一项事物是当时大卫在他那个生命阶段里面。
At that point in his life.
他愿意低头向别人恳求来获得的。
He was willing to lower himself to make this request.
好，我们现在想回来我们自己。
Let's reflect on ourselves.
让我们想想是否曾经在我们的生活当中或在我们的心中有过这样的感受。
Whether in our life we had the same experiences or emotions.
有什么样的事物。
What are the things?
在过去甚至是现在。
In the past or now.
我认为我非常需要
We feel that we need a lot.
或者是我家人非常的需要
Or that my family needs it a lot.
非常在乎
We care about it.
又或是必须经过一番努力安排甚至低头恳求才有可能得到的呢
Maybe we have to work hard and arrange for it, even lower ourselves to obtain it.
我相信多多少少大家心中都有想要得到的某一件事
I believe there are something that we all want to obtain.
或许在我们心中已经有所察觉
Maybe we have already realized.
也或许我们每个人所想到的都不一样
And we realize we have different needs.
在外面许多非基督徒的心目中
For many non-Christians.
甚至是在我们基督徒的心目中
Even for a lot of Christians.
可能都脱离不了以下小弟所说的这些事
They all need these things.
包括了学问
Including education.
能力
Abilities.
有时候这个都有了，我缺乏自信心。
I need confidence.
有时候这个都有了，我缺乏外面的人所讲的机会、运气。
With all that, I still need some luck.
有时候我也有机会了，我也做好了，没有人看见我所做的，我不缺乏人的肯定。
I have the chance, I have the luck, I still need to be recognized.
我需要财富。
I need wealth.
我需要健康。
I need health.
我需要体力。
I need strength.
我需要婚姻。
I need marriage.
我需要什么？
What do I need?
在你的心目中完全毫无所求吗?
Is there nothing that you're asking for in your heart?
在你的祷告里面你没有向主耶稣求某一件事吗?
In your prayer, are you not asking for something?
刚才我们所提到的是大部分人会去追求的。
We've mentioned most of the things that people pursue.
为什么我们想要这些?
Why do we want them?
因为我们用我们的智慧用我们的生活经验判断
With our knowledge and our life experiences,
我们认为这些里面的全部或某一项目是可以帮助我们的人生更加的幸福跟进步的条件。
We believe that these things can help us improve our life.
就如同大卫在我们所读经文的这个生命阶段里面
Just as this point in David's life.
那也确实是一个充满了危险跟危机的一个路程。
He was in a lot of danger on his way.
而他最需要的他以为就是一把能够保障他生命安全的好武器。
He thought that he needed a good weapon to protect himself.
能让他来面对敌人。
So that he can face enemies.
来增加他生存的机会。
To increase his chance of survival.
所以对他已经问到了这把武器，他即将拿到手的这把武器。
The weapon that he was about to obtain.
他做出了21章第9节最后的这个结论。
He made a conclusion in verse 9.
他说这刀没有可比的。
He said, there is none like it.
现在要请问在座诸位了。
Let me ask you.
你认为大卫心中有没有神?
Does David have God in his
heart? 你现在讲的这句话要赶在大卫面前跟他讲哦。
You have to tell it to David.
你不要现在趁他不在，你说他，没有。假如大卫站在这里，你敢跟他讲这一句话，你现在才讲啊。
Pretend if David is standing right here, you have to tell
him. 因为我们将来在天国都遇得到啊，对不对?
Because we will meet him in heaven.
你认为大卫心中有没有神?
Do you think he has God in his heart?
啊, 都没有哦，你们诗篇读的没有读过吗？
Have you not read Psalms？
诶，今天早祷会的时候，我们坐船到他引用诗篇了，大卫了。你认为大卫心中有没有神？
Do you think David has God in his
heart? 我们不讲他信心起起伏伏啦。你认为大卫自认为他心中有没有神？
Let's not talk about the highs and the lows in his faith, but do you think he has God in his heart?
因为小弟要设陷阱让你们跳嘛，对不对？
And this is a trick
question. 这样你才想得清楚。
Then you can realize.
他认为他心中有神，所以当他找到这一把刀，虽然经文没有写，你认为他心中会不会喊一声哈利路亚感谢神，会不会？
If he has God in his heart and he found a sword, would he say hallelujah praise God?
啊，都不会哦。啊，你们得到所需要的都不会说心中想说哈利路亚感谢神啊。
When you obtain something that you need, do you not say hallelujah?
那这个要请周传道再加强一下啦。
Maybe Pastor Raymond has to work harder.
我认为大卫这个时候找到吃饱了，拿到武器，他一定会在心中哈利路亚感谢主，会不会？
I think that David, after David was full and he got this weapon, he would thank God.
我们教会常常鼓励大家说，要凡事赞美感谢。
The church encourages members to thank God in all things.
如同我们周传道早早讲的，有时候变成一种口头禅，变成 slogan。
Pastor Raymond said this morning it becomes a slogan sometimes.
那我在问大家，你现在我们叫做对位思考。
I will ask you again, and in his perspective.
假如你是天上的神
，pretend you are the God.
这没有亵渎的意思。思考一下，以基督的心为心嘛，哈。
We have to be have the mind of Christ.
假如你是天上的神，看到大卫在这里拿到这把刀，说哈利路亚赞美主，你是会高兴还是会哭
？And if you're a God and you see David getting this weapon and he says Hallelujah, praise God, then will you be happy?
哎，周传道，这台湾来的传道很怪啊。
And this pastor from Taiwan.
那哪有说哈利路亚赞美主，天上的神还会不高兴的
？Would God be not be happy when someone praises him?
我想带领大家做更深入的信仰探讨。
I want you to think deeper in your faith.
我们不是做表面的信仰功夫而已。
We don't just look at the surface.
我先告诉大家结论，他在这里感谢赞美神的话，天上的神会流眼泪跟叹气，会很不高兴。
I will tell you the end that if he thank God here, then God will be very sad.
你没有发觉，在他拿到这把刀之前，亚西米勒跟他讲了什么话
？Before he got the sword, what did Ahimelech tell him?
我们可以再看一次第八节、第九节。
Let's read verses 8 and 9 again.
在他问有没有武器之前，亚西米勒说：“有啊，这里有一把刀啊。”
When he asked, the priest said, "Yes, there is a sword here."
这把刀是怎么来的
？Where is the sword?
这把刀是你在以拉古杀非利士第一勇士哥利亚之后拿到的那把刀，有没有看到
？It was a sword of Goliath the Philistine after David killed him.
我问大家
，Let me ask you，
大卫有没有耳聋
？Was David dumb？
他听的这里每一个字有没有听得清清楚楚的
？Did he hear every single word？
可是他有没有听懂
？Did he understand？
他这个时候是耳朵超好的耳聋子。
He had good ears, but he could not hear.
我问你，他眼睛有没有瞎
？Was he blinded?
不会，他找到在哪里呀
？He found the sword.
他的眼睛比我还好，不用戴眼镜啊。
He does not need glasses.
可是他是一个眼睛超好的睁眼瞎子。
He had good eyes, but he was blind.
各位，这把刀底怎么来的
？Where does this sword come from?
我们来看前面撒母耳记上17章的经文。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 17.
我们看44节
，verse 44。
撒母耳记上17章44节
First Samuel chapter 17 verse 44
非利士人又对大卫说来吧我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟田野的走兽吃45节
45.
大卫对非利士人说你来攻击我是靠着刀枪和铜戟我来攻击你是靠着万军之主的名就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神46节
46.
今日主必将你交在我手里我必杀你斩你的头又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟地上的野兽吃使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神47节
47.
又使这众人知道主使人得胜不是用刀用枪因为征战的胜败权在乎主他必将你们交在我们手里阿们诸位这一段经文你熟不熟
Are you familiar with this passage?
我不晓得你们啊我当传道之后我也常常有信心低落的时候
I don't know about you, but as a pastor, I still have lows in my faith.
每一次我觉得我信心低潮的时候，我在看到这一段经文，我都受到非常大的激励。
When I am weak in my faith, when I read this passage, I'm encouraged.
我不只得到激励，我在想，神啊，是什么样的人物在3000年前可以讲出这么有信心的话来
？I think that what kind of character can say such things 3,000 years ago?
我们台湾有布袋戏，你们听过吗？算了算了，不要翻这一段了。
There is a puppet show. There are puppet shows in Taiwan.
那个布袋戏哈，主要主角出现的时候啊，会喷云雾，会金光闪闪。
When the main character shows up, they will have a lot of lightning.
在我想象当中，大卫讲这一段话的时候是金光闪闪，碎千条了。不管怎么形容了哈。
Imagine how glorious.
很伟大的样子啊。
How great he was when he said this.
我问大家，你们读过这一段故事，那时候大卫准备了什么东西
？What did David have at that moment？
小石子几颗
？Stones. How many did he have？
五颗
，five.
那表示大卫有没有把握一时击中
？Was he sure that he？
如果他有把握，他就不会准备五颗，你了解吗
？If he was sure, then he would not have five stones.
所以他不知道有没有办法，他准备五颗。
He did not know if he can strike.
可是一颗就中了。哥利亚死了。
If Goliath died at the first shot,
我告诉你，这叫做神迹，不是大卫厉害。
That would be a miracle.
或许他打算五颗，结果一颗他打歪了，会转弯的子弹呐、啊，啪，腓力斯人死了。
Maybe he would miss his shots and the stone would turn and the Philistine dies.
在我认定不是大卫武功厉害，是神迹，应该不然他不用准备五颗。
In my understanding, it is not that David was so great, but it was a miracle.
你看，同样一个人
，It is the same person.
他始终认为自己心中有神。
He believed that God is in his heart.
在这里说，主使人得胜不是用刀用枪。
He said that the Lord does not save with sword and spear.
才经过多少时间，才经过多少生活当中的试炼，他这个时候竟说这刀没有可比的。
How long has it been? How many trials after this? He said that there is none like it.
我们读了不会想哭吗？
Do we not want to cry?
你们知道吗？大卫在讲那一句话的时候，或许他自己一点都没有察觉，自己一点都没有察觉。
When he said it, he may not have realized it.
他的心里在大大赞美主，感谢主啊。
In his heart, he was praising God.
我想带领大家思考的是，我们都跟他一样是信神的人。
And just like him, we all believe in God.
会不会我们现在是在大卫的哪个阶段
？Are we like David?
大卫在求刀，求刀赞美主，天上的神在哭。
When David asked for a sword and he praised God for it, God is crying.
神已经感动亚西米，在提醒他说这刀是怎么来的，他听不懂。
Through Ahimelech, God is reminding him where did this sword come from.
以前我在带领台湾的学生联恩会的时候
，When I was hosting the student spiritual convocation in Taiwan,
每一次我都会安排两节到三节的 Q&A.
I will have two or three sessions of Q&A.
然后学生总是会递很多纸条
and students will give me a lot of questions.
每一次总是其中有几张纸条会特别提醒传道。
There are always some questions that reminds me.
啊，什么什么问题
？This type of question.
挂号，请传道不要再叫我们祷告读经聚会了。
I'm sorry. The questions usually they will ask a question in parenthesis. Pastor, please don't ask us to pray.
哎，你们知道小弟在讲什么吗？
Do you know what I'm saying?
他说他后面题目后面括号，请转到不要再叫我们祷告读经去，因为这些我从婴儿开始就听到烂了、啊。
After they ask a question, they will say that pastor don't ask us to pray and read the Bible because we know.
我要听的是这一种东西以外的答案，比较实用的答案。
I want to hear an answer besides that.
那我传道不告诉你这个，我当什么传道
？If I don't tell you to do those things, am I a pastor?
我应该当外面的咨商师才对啊！
I、
我要收费。
I should be a counselor then.
不对啊，我就是讲这种陈腔滥调。
Then I will always come back to this.
就像亚西米勒还是在告诉大卫，在告诉大卫他自己的见证，大卫竟然听不懂。你了解吗
？Ahimelech was telling David about his own testimony, but David did not understand.
我们现在再想回来我们自己。
Let's to have some self-reflection.
我们当中有很多人，或许包括我们的下一代，正在追求自己生命当中的刀。
There are a lot of us, maybe the younger generation, are looking for the sword in our life.
做学生的希望聪明智慧有好成绩。
As students want to be smart and have good grades.
努力工作的人希望获得相对的报酬跟别人的肯定。
People who are working want to be recognized.
经营事业的希望他的公司能够成长的获利。
Those who run business want to make a lot of money.
一个失意跟不顺利的人，他渴望运气跟机会。
Someone who is unemployed wants an opportunity.
他经济有压力的盼望他能改善。
Those who have pressure financially wants to have a change. Those who are unhealthy wants good health.
什么都有的，他希望活得长一点。
People who has everything wants to live longer.
我们不用再讲下去。
We don't need to continue.
其实追求这些本来没有什么不对。
Looking for these things is not wrong.
但只怕在我们追求的过程当中，我们失去了那个平衡点。
The problem is that in this process we lose the balance.
甚至过头了，以至于迷失了我们自己。我讲的是我们自己基督徒哦。
As a Christian, if we overdo it, we may lose ourselves.
所以我们这耶稣教会不像外面讲所谓的成功神学，听过吗
？So True Jesus Church does not talk about the theology of success.
谢谢传道这么好心，我这里有三杯水了。喝完大概可以开始祷告了。
I have 3 cups of water here.
啊，不好意思，我喝一下，免得但骚扰到你们的耳朵。我们不讲成功神学。
We don't talk about the theology of success.
因为那是一种偏差的神学。
Because it is incorrect.
如果成功神学是对的，那个乞丐拉撒路的比喻就必须拿掉。
If theology of success is correct, then the parable of the beggar Lazarus needs to be taken out.
他到死永远都是人生的失败主，有没有发觉
？Until his death, he was a loser in life.
甚至是死无葬身之地。
He had no place to be buried.
可是他躺在亚伯拉罕的怀中。
He was in the bosom of Abraham.
我们要理解，我们来到神面前到底追求的是什么
？We need to know what we're pursuing before God.
我们要想一想，我们跟刀之间的关系。
We need to know our relationship with
the sword. 大家发觉为什么大卫？从撒母耳记上17章讲出那么有信心的话语之后
After David spoke words of faith in 1 Samuel chapter 17
他经过了这么一些事件到21章他竟然会说这刀没有可比的
After some events in chapter 21 he said there's
none like
it 你要
是在他面前指责说大卫你忘了神你心中没有神我想他会一刀砍了你
If you rebuke David and said you don't have God in your hearts maybe he will strike you
就好像我们现在有很多的基督徒
Just as a lot of Christians
我们都说我心中有基督
We say we have Christ in our hearts
但是这样就够了吗什么叫做心中有基督、啊、
Is that enough
缺乏了什么
What more do you need
如果你从撒母耳记上17章一直读到21章你会发觉大卫缺乏了一件事 经文一直没有写的
If we read chapter 17 to 21 David needed one thing
他在这当中一直努力的经营设防的突破
He worked very hard to overcome
可是一直没有写到他求问神
But it never says that he inquired of the Lord
甚至没有写他献祭
It never says that he made offerings
你们有些人会想说没有写不代表他没有做等一下我们继续来讨论跟找线索好不好
You may say that if it's not recorded doesn't mean that he never did it
我告诉大家我们讲的刀不只是有形质的东西
But the sword was not only physical
而是你现在或你家人认为你生命当中最需要的那一项事物其实是无形的
It is something that you and your family needs the most right now
不只是大卫圣经很多人物一开始都有刀的
Many characters in the Bible has a sword in the beginning
时间关系小弟再提出两位就好
I will mention two more characters
我们现在看使徒行传七章二十二节
Let's read Acts chapter 7
使徒行传七章二十二节到二十九节
Acts chapter 7 verses 22 to 29
二十二节摩西学了埃及人一切的学问说话行事都有才能使徒行传七章二十二节
Acts chapter 7 verses 22 And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and mighty in words and deeds
二十三节，他见到四十岁，心中起意去看望他的弟兄以色列人。
23. Now when he was 40 years old, it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel.
二十四节，到了那里，见他们一个人受冤屈，就呼避他，为那受欺压的人报仇，打死了那埃及人。
24. And seeing one of them suffer wrong, he defended and avenged him who was oppressed and struck down the Egyptian.
二十五节，他以为弟兄必明白神是借他的手搭救他们却不明白。
25. For he supposed that his brethren would have understood that God would deliver them by his hand, but they did not understand.
26节，第二天遇见两个以色列人争斗，就劝他们和睦，说：“你们二位是弟兄，为什么彼此欺负呢？”
26. And the next day he appeared to two of them as they were fighting and tried to reconcile them, saying, "Men, you are brethren. Why do you wrong one another?"
27节，那欺负邻舍的把他推开，说：“谁立你做我们的首领和审判官呢？”
27, but he who did his neighbor wrong pushed him away, saying, Who made you a ruler and judge over us?
28, 节难道你要杀我像昨天杀那埃及人吗
?28, do you want to kill me as you did the Egyptians yesterday?
29, 节摩西听见这话就逃走了寄居于米甸在那里生了两个儿子。
Then at this saying, Moses fled and became a dweller in the land of Midian, where he had two sons.
Amen.
Amen.
我们看到第二个人物叫做摩西。
The second character was Moses.
大家发觉你们看摩西他原来生命里面有没有刀
Did Moses have a sword in his life in the beginning?
有他有刀
Yes, he had a sword.
而且这些刀包括到我们现在很多人都拼命在追求的刀
It is a sword that a lot of us are pursuing today.
他的刀还特别的利特别的厉害
And it was an especially good sword.
他的刀就是22节所写的这几样
It was recorded in verse 22.
他的第一把刀叫做埃及一切的学问
He had all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
厉害不？很厉害啊
！Was he great? Yes.
我不晓得我们当中有多少人是双博士、三博士的。
I don't know if any of us has PhD.
我们当中有人说我学了美国一切的学问吗
？Do we say that we have all the wisdom of America?
摩西他学了埃及一切的，这是他人生第一把用40年磨出来的利刀。
The first sword that took him 40 years to obtain was all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
再来第二样，他说话有才能，对不对
？Second, he was mighty in words.
那我问大家喽，哎，你们认为摩西到底会不会说话
？Let me ask you, do you think Moses was eloquent?
小弟问这样是把你们当做圣经读很多遍的人啊
？Pretend that you've read the Bible for many times.
哦，不要问了，我在我注目教会安息日都是，哎，大家举手举手举手点头这样子，比较不会想睡觉。
I'm my local church. I would ask a lot of questions. People raise hands, so they don't fall asleep.
但是我这样常常问，有时候会得罪你们不习惯的同龄，请赦免我。
But if I ask a lot of questions, I might offend you.
传道专门来考试的，没有这个意思哈，我只是教学法而已。
Pastor is not giving out a test. This is just the way I preach.
因为你读出埃及记前几章，那里一直在强调。摩西是左口笨舌的。
If you read Exodus, it will say that Moses was not eloquent.
然后自己这样形容，而且神还给他认证，有没有
？And God confirmed it.
神怎么认证？后来不跟他争了，好啊。
God said, "Okay."
你的哥哥亚伦来当你的口，你来当亚伦的神，有没有这样的经文
？Aaron will be your mouth, and
不跟你争了，你就左口笨舌了。
Yes, you are not eloquent.
可是这个时候，你看到使徒行传七章说他说话很有才能，你到底哪里对？
Acts chapter 7, it says he was mighty in words.
我告诉你两边都对。
They are both correct.
这是摩西生命的不同阶段。
It was different times in Moses' life.
在他刚40岁左右的时候，他确实是说话很厉害，辩才无碍。
When he was about 40 years old, yes, he was very eloquent and mighty in words.
他是埃及王子被当成贵族培养长大的。
He was the prince of Egypt raised in that family.
所以他的家教不晓得有几个，我没算过啊。
I don't know how many teachers he had.
好，可是他，我们刚才说他逃到米甸旷野住了几年。
But how many years did he dwell in the Midian?
我们说人生有三，摩西的人生有三个四十年，有没有
？We say that in Moses' life there are 3 40 years.
第一个四十年在埃及。
The first 40 years he was in Egypt.
第二个四十年在米甸旷野。
The second 40 years he was in the land of Midian.
然后八十岁的时候被神呼召出来带领以色列人。
When he was 80, he was called by God to lead the Israelites.
一直到120岁离世。
When he died at 120.
他四十岁之前确实是这样子。
Before 40, he was like that.
而且他有第三把利刀，包括他做事非常的有效率，非常的有成果。
The third sword that he had was that he was mighty in deeds.
其实他有第四把刀，你们发觉
？Actually, he has a fourth sword.
没有直接写在经文的，但是你如果研究圣经背景，知道他有第四把利刀。
If you study the Bible, you will realize he has four swords.
他不用像大卫找刀，他一拳就可以打死埃及人。
Unlike David, he was able to kill Egyptian with his punch.
哎，你们有没有人喜欢读中文的武侠小说
？Any of you like to read martial arts books?
哎，那个厉害的高手，100招里面能够让对方毙命，就算高手啦。100招啊
！Masters can kill someone with 100 strikes.
摩西不用100招，第一招就把你解决掉了。
But Moses can kill you in one strike.
他的第四把利刀，他是一个武功武林高手。
The fourth sword was that he was a good martial artist.
你不要说传道乱说，你如果有去参观埃及博物馆，或者是埃及金字塔，里面有个东西。
If you visit the pyramids or the Egyptian museums,
它里面都是壁画，有没有？他们记载历史的。
There are a lot of paintings.
那个壁画里面至少有三分之二到一半都在记载他们的战争跟战斗历史。
And two-thirds of it were recorded in their history and battles.
因为古埃及王国就是以农跟以武立国的，要知道。
Because Egyptians were very good at agriculture and battles.
他被当成埃及王子培养长大，他不会学习所有的格斗技吗？
He was raised as a prince of Egypt. Of course, he learned martial arts.
在那个埃及壁画里面，古埃及有两大武术。
In those paintings, there are two types of martial arts in Egypt.
第一个就是棍术。
First is the with the staffs.
第二个就是徒手，类似柔术，徒手打死人。
And second one, they can bare hand combats.
所以他们那个时候练这个功夫，不是在当成运动用的。
They did not use it as a sport.
是要用最快的速度、最省力，马上将人杀死。
It was to strike someone and kill someone with one strike.
摩西他有四把好利的刀。
Moses has very sharp swords.
当有一天他发现他是希伯来人身份的时候
，When he realized that he was a Hebrew,
我相信他一定有这种想法，因为他表现出来了。
And it shows in his actions.
他一定以为神把他养在埃及的皇家里面，就是为了今天。
He believed that that's why God put him in the house of Egyptians.
让他学到了一切的学问、一切的口才、一切的能力，包括武功，要来服侍神的。
He learned all the wisdom, words, and deeds, and martial arts to serve God.
各位，我们教会里面的老师跟父母有时候会不会勉励我们下一代这样子
？The parents and teachers in church encourage children like this.
啊，所以你们要好好读书，尽量装备自己，好来服侍神。
Study hard and equip yourself so you can serve God.
那表示我们的圣经大概只读到60分而已。
It means that we don't study the Bible well.
诶，他出来了，他要用了。
He was to be used.
他想要帮他的同胞希伯来人解决问题。
He wanted to help his fellow Hebrews.
结果呢，反而制造问题。
But he created more problems.
诶，但圣经文的焦点聚焦在摩西身上，对不对
？The Bible focuses on Moses.
说他杀了埃及人，然后就浇低抹油逃走了。
He killed the Egyptian and he ran away.
他逃走的问题有解决吗
？But did it solve the problem?
我告诉你，接下来问题才大。
The problem became worse.
一个奴隶阶层的人可以杀死统治阶层的公民吗
？Can a slave kill someone of the slave owner?
这件事情没有抓到凶手，可以随便了结吗
？If they did not capture this murderer, can Is this problem solved?
这个像涟漪效果一样，造成政治跟国家的不安呢。
As a cause and effect, it will create conflicts.
所以摩西跑掉了，希伯来人惨了，知道吗
？After Moses ran away, the Hebrews were in trouble.
不要这样讲啊！今天在我们这个世界，现在这个里面，还有很多种族之间的问题呀。
In the world today, there are many racial issues.
很多国家里面还是有这个问题呀，不是吗
？It's still a problem in many countries.
人现在这么讲求民主跟人权的环境。这都那么难解决，3500年前的王国。
For modern times that we emphasize human rights, we cannot solve this problem. But this was 3,000 years ago.
我告诉你，如果我是埃及统治阶层，不会把这件事情就随便弄掉的。
If I am
我会高压统治。
I am a ruler of Egyptians, then I will be very authoritative.
所以摩西用拔出他的刀之后，制造了更多的问题。
After Moses took out his sword, he created more problems.
我们常常以为我们也要去寻找人生的道。
We think that we want to find the sword of life.
我们才能够帮助传福音。
We can help preach the gospel.
我们才能够荣耀神。
We can glorify God.
就好像摩西他以为是这样子的。
Moses thought so.
但是并不是这样。
But it wasn't like that.
我们再来看第三个人物。
The third character.
我们先看使徒行传22章3到5节。
Let's read Acts chapter 22.
22章3到5节。
Acts chapter 22:3-5.
第三节，保罗说：“我原是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神，像你们众人今日一样。”
Verse 3, I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in the city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was zealous toward God as you are, all are today.
第四节，我也曾逼迫奉这道的人直到死地，无论男女都锁拿下监。
For I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women.
第五节，这是大祭司和众长老都可以给我做见证的。我又领了他们写与弟兄的书信往大马色去，要把在那里奉这道的人所拿带到耶路撒冷受刑。
Verse 5, as also the high priest bears me witness and all the council of the elders, from whom I received letters to the brethren and went to Damascus to bring in chains even those who were there to Jerusalem to be punished.
好, Amen.
Amen.
我们看到第三个人物就是使徒保罗。
The third character is Paul.
大家发觉保罗有没有一开始也用长期的人生磨出了几把好刀？
Paul spent a lot of time in his life to make these swords.
保罗在这里做见证是要见证他信基督之前的自己。
Paul was bearing witness about him before he knew Christ.
第一把好刀是他受的教育。
The first sword he had was his education.
他为什么不只图耶稣基督的名号，也提了这个叫做加玛列的人？
He also mentioned this person, Gamaliel.
这个加玛列的人很厉害啊。
This Gamaliel was a great character.
他的名号很响。
He was famous.
他在2000年前，几百万人的犹太人社会文化里面，
And 2,000 years ago, in the millions of Jewish culture,
在今天如果以美国来讲啊
，in United States today,
包括在台湾都不可能这几个职位同时在身呐、啊。
In Taiwan, we don't have so many titles.
他可能是兼美国教育部长、哈佛大学校长。
Maybe he would be the principal,
还兼大法官首席。
Maybe he would be the supreme judge.
这种职位现在我们不可能都在一个人身上，你晓得吧？
One person cannot have so many titles.
可是加玛列他是经师中的权威。
But Gamaliel was the elite of the teachers.
是几百万人顶端那几十个犹太人公会里面有发言权影响力的。
He is one that has influence over millions of Jews.
他解释出来的话可以成为几百万犹太人生活的规律。
Whatever he says can become rules for the Jews.
他说这样就是这样，那样就是那样。
Whatever he says goes.
他是除了政治跟军事以外的最有影响力的人。
He had the most influence besides the politician and military.
这种人不会随便收学生的。
This kind of people would not take any students.
不是像上补习班缴了钱可以当成学生的。
You don't just pay tuition and
you will teach. 所以为什么保罗说我是加玛列的门下？
Why did Paul say he came from Gamaliel?
他在说哦，因为这种收的学生是几十万学生当中的佼佼者，他才要收的。
He will only take the top of millions of students.
保罗在说我不是个简单的人物。
Paul is saying that he is something else.
所以加拉太书第一章保罗在说，我在犹太教当中比许多同岁的人更热心更长进，还记得这样的经文吗？
That's why in Galatians he said he is more zealous than other people in Judaism.
他不是说假的，他是真的。
He was not lying.
这是他第一把刀。
That was his first sword.
但第二把刀，他对旧约圣经的研究。
The second sword, he studied the scripture.
因为保罗是标准的法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
他自己有学生。
He has students.
他对律法的诠释。
He had authority in the law.
他认为这是他自己对信仰的认识。
He thought that he knew about faith.
还有第三个。
The third sword.
他是年轻人当中已经有实权的人。
He had power in the young people.
我们今天有谁能够直接走进美国司法部长的办公室，跟他拿了一封信，开始抓人判死刑？
Who can,
能够吗？
Can anyone go into the courts and start executing people?
保罗可以直接走进公会，拿着一封信，开始做逮捕，开始判决，开始执行，有没有看到
？With a letter, Paul can go into the council and start to arrest people and kill people.
我做的比喻或许不是很恰当，你们自己去思考看看、啊、
Maybe this is not a good analogy I'm making.
所以保罗他也用几十年的时间磨出了人生这几把利刀。
Paul spent decades to make these swords.
他本来信心满满的相信。
He had a lot of faith.
他可以用人生磨出来这几把利刀，来为自己的人生开拓更宽广的道路。
He believed that with these swords, he can have a smooth life.
甚至为他心中所侍奉的那一位神
，for the God that he believed he was serving,
来斩除神花园当中的荆棘和杂草。
He can help kill people.
他确实也拔出刀来，付诸行动了。
And he took out his sword and took actions.
他拼命的在斩，拼命的在斩。
He continues to kill.
可是他斩的不是荆棘和杂草。
But he was not taking away the weeds.
他每一刀都狠狠的斩在耶稣基督的身体上面。
Every strike he's striking the Christians.
就是2000年前我们这些可怜的弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters from 2000 years ago.
所以后来耶稣基督跟他显现了。
Then Jesus Christ appeared to him.
保罗用脚踢刺是难的。
Paul, it is hard for you to kick against the goats.
所以保罗他也有这么多好刀。
And Paul had many swords.
那我们现在来想，我们刚才讲那么多刀，那以弗德呢？
What about Ephod?
大家有没有发现我们一开始那个经文，刀跟以弗德的位置在哪里？
In the verses that we just read, where is the Ephod and the sword?
刀不止在那里，而且还被包在布中，有没有发觉？
The sword was wrapped in garments.
那表示说神本来的意思，希不希望人那么容易找到那把刀？
Did God want the humans to find the sword?
不止这样子，而且包起来的布中前面还放了一个东西。
And it was not only wrapped in a cloth, but it was placed behind something.
就是以弗德。
It was placed behind an ephod.
以弗德到底有什么意义？
What does ephod mean?
我们来看出埃及记29章第四节。
Let's read Exodus chapter 29.
有关以弗德的记载很多，我们看两三节关键的经文就好。
And there are many recording about ephod, but we just look at a few verses.
出埃及记29章第四节。
Exodus chapter 29 verse 4.
要使亚伦和他儿子到会幕门口来，用水洗身。第五节，
Five.
要给亚伦穿上内袍和以弗德的外袍，并以弗德，又戴上胸牌，束上以弗德巧工织的带子。阿门。
Verse 4, and Aaron and his sons you shall bring to the door of the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall wash them with water. Then you shall take the garments, put a tunic on Aaron, and the robe of the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with intricately woven band of the ephod.
以弗德哈，一开始出现在出埃及记里面。
The ephod was first used in the book of Exodus.
那是神命令他的子民要怎么制作，用什么材料。都写得很清楚，但是我们今天的重点不在这里。
God instructed his people to make ephod in he gave them the instruction and materials.
我们看刚才两节经文，以弗德是大祭司跟他的后代要侍奉神的时候穿在身上的，第一个印象是这个，对不对？
The high priest and their children, when they serve God, they had to put on the ephod.
我们再来找第二印象。
And second recording.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章二十八节。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上二章二十八节
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 28，
在以色列众支派中，我不是拣选人做我的祭司，使他烧香，在我坛上献祭，在我面前穿以弗德，又将以色列人所献的火祭都赐给你的父家吗？阿们。
Verse 28, did I not choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod before me? And did I not give to the house of your father all the offerings of the children of Israel made by fire?
好，这是第二印象。所以不止大祭司跟大祭司的候选人侍奉神的时候要穿。
Not only the high priest and his servants wear the ephod.
在这个经文里面发觉，一般的祭司在侍奉神的时候要不要穿？
Other priests, when they serve God, do they need to wear an ephod?
也要穿。
They also have to wear it.
它是类似外袍的一种东西。
It is like an outer garment.
我们不要再翻，时间不够。大家如果有印象，
If we remember.
大卫在迎接约柜入大卫城的时候，他在前面踊跃跳舞，那个情境还记得吗？
When David danced and received the Ark of Covenant.
然后他的太太就嘲笑他嘛，对不对？
And his wife mocked him.
那个时候大卫身上也穿以弗德。
David also wore an ephod.
所以发觉什么样的人在穿以弗德？
So who wore an ephod?
正在侍奉神的人身上会穿以弗德，在旧约时期。
In the Old Testament time, those who serve God will wear an ephod.
这个印象先建立。
So we can have this understanding.
那想问大家。
Let me ask you.
刀跟以弗德。
A sword and an ephod.
刀跟以弗德，刀有没有一定都跟神相关？
Is sword always connected to God?
不一定啊。
Not necessarily.
有可能也可能不是嘛，对不对？
Maybe, but...Not all the time.
那可是只要一提到以弗德，有没有一定跟神相关？
But if there's an ephod, is it always connected to God?
对，就是这样子。
Yes.
所以神一再提醒大卫，在提醒他什么？
So God continues to remind David.
用亚西米勒对他的提醒，用他所看到的东西的提醒，大卫都看不见也听不见。
Ahimelech reminded him, and David cannot hear nor sees it.
在提醒说，你有没有先想到我？
He is reminding him, have you thought of me?
好，我想到这里即将的结论，我想给大家一个观念、啊、
And in conclusion, I want to give you a thought.
小弟没有反制，也没有反复 ，OK？ 哦、oh, ，你们一定要把结论听完哦，不要说 and, 哎，所以我们这些刀都不是什么东西，不是这样子的。
I am not denying a sword.
好，以弗德一定跟神有关系。
And ephod is connected to God.
圣经里面我们常常翻的经文叫做要专心仰赖主。
The Bible says we have to trust in the Lord.
包括耶利米书十七章的经文这样说，我念给大家听。
Including Jeremiah.
倚靠主，以主为可靠的，那人有福了。
In Jeremiah 17 it says, Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord.
箴言三章第五节说，
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
你要专心仰赖主，不可倚靠自己的聪明。
And trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding.
这个在我们的赞美诗里面也有吗？
It is in our hymns.
好，以弗得于刀。
Ephod and a sword.
当大卫找到那把刀，还在感谢神的时候，那把刀有帮助大卫吗？
When David finds the sword and praise God, did this sword help David?
你们回去把这个经文21章8节9节之后，大卫拿到那把刀之后那几章读一遍。
You can read the chapters after chapter 21 when after David received the sword.
他得到他心中想要的。
He got something that he wanted.
可是完全没有改善他自己的处境。
But it did not change his circumstances.
他依然被追杀。
He was continuing being pursued.
他依然像老鼠一样。
He's like a rat.
他不止如此，他拿到那把刀之后，不止没有帮助自己，还害了别人。
After getting this sword, he also harmed others.
所以你看接下来那个，因为那把刀整个挪伯城从老到小男女畜生全部被杀光，还记得吗？
Because of the sword, the city of Nob, everyone was killed.
最后这个挪伯城只逃出了一个人。
There's only one person who escaped.
就是亚西米米勒的儿子，后来做大祭司的亚比亚他。
It was the son of a priest Ahimelech.
你们知道亚比亚他身上只带了一件东西逃出来吗？
He only escaped with one thing with him.
我们来看撒母耳记上22章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 22.
撒母耳记上二十二章二十节
First Samuel chapter 22 verse 20
看了亚西图的儿子亚西米勒有一个儿子名叫亚比亚他逃到大卫那里不要了哈，我看我们看二十二节就好二十二节
Let's read verse 22
大卫对亚比亚他说那日我见以东人多益在那里就知道他必告诉扫罗你父的全家丧命都是因我的缘故
Verse 22 So David said to Abiathar I knew this day that when Doeg the Edomite was there that he would surely tell Saul that I have caused the death of all the persons of your father's house
大卫到这时候突然惊觉是我害了这些所有的人
David realized that he has harmed these people
好了大卫有没有悔改
Did David repent?
有
yes.
大卫是合神心意的不代表他不会犯错
David was after God's heart but does that mean he
大卫这个人有一个好处就是他虽然不断犯错但是他虽然一直不断的悔改永不离开神
though he continues to make mistakes but he continues to repent and return to God
这个事件冲击到大卫了
this event made an impact on him
他说我的决定害死了这么多人而且没办法帮助自己
he said so many people were killed because of my decision
诗篇里面有一篇在对照这个故事，大卫在反省哦。
There is a psalm written about his own reflections.
所以他反省，那后来有个结论。
He had a conclusion.
我虽然之前号称心中有神，其实我没有专心倚靠。
I proclaim that I have God in my heart, but I did not trust in Him.
我希望得到神的帮助，我却没有常常求问亲近神。
I wanted His help, but I did not ask Him for help.
这跟我们今天很多信徒不是一样吗
？Is it like our members?
当然坐在这里的都不是这样子啦。
Of course, not the members here.
有时候我出去访问啦、团队们、不是要拖台语啦。传道不要那么常来我心中有耶稣。
Sometimes when I go visit members, they will say, don't visit me, I have Jesus.
我跟他说你有没有做祷告啊
I ask them, do you pray?
不用那么常祷告我心中有耶稣。
They say, I don't have to pray, I have Jesus.
是是是我传道还要被他教训呢。
And they teach me a lesson.
我们会不会变成这样子
Are we like that?
大卫他反省他发觉说不对哦有个事情不对了。
When David repented, he realized he made a mistake.
我们来看接下来23章这里记载了什么
Chapter 23.
撒母耳记上23章。
First Samuel chapter 23.
请看第二节。
Verse 2.
所以大卫求问主我们再看第四节。
Verse 4.
大卫又求问主我们再看第九节。
Verse 9.
大卫知道扫罗设计谋害他就对祭司亚比亚他说将以弗得拿过来第十节大卫祷告说好大家有没有发觉这三节里面短短的经文连续三次记载大卫求问神
In the short passage three times it says that David inquired of the Lord
前面完全没有写这个
Before that it doesn't say that
如果有人说 传道前面没有写，不代表大卫没有做。
If you say it, if it's not recorded, it doesn't mean he didn't do it.
那请问这二十三章这个叫画蛇添足还是脱裤子怎么样
？Then that means chapter 23 is just recording extra.
我们华人一句，我们就不要讲那么粗俗了，这叫画蛇添足嘛。
It means that it is unnecessary.
不对啊
，No.
我相信圣经记载有它的用意在。
I believe that there is a purpose to this recording.
大卫。彻底悔改之后，他连续三次求问神。
After he repented, he three times inquired of the Lord.
那表示他之前这一件工作常常忽略，你晓得吧
？Means that he did not inquire the Lord before that.
所以他的信心从云端一直降到在地上吃土啦，他自己一点都不知道。
When his faith continued to decline, he did not realize it.
才会讲。主使人得胜不是用刀用枪变道说这刀没有可比的
He said, the
天
哪
Lord, 同一个人
The Lord does not save with swords but he said that there is none like it
主啊我们会现在弟兄里面我们成为这样的基督徒吗
Brothers and sisters are we Christians like that
忘了以弗德拿到那把刀
And forgetting the ephod and to get the sword
可是当大卫重新找回他生命当中的以弗德的时候 When, 就是祷告成求问神亲近神这件事情
After David inquired of the Lord and regained this ephod
你看从23章开始就不太一样了
It changes starting chapter 23
他根本不用那一把刀也可以帮助他的同胞
He did not need the sword to help his brethren
他不用间谍网随时神帮助他逃离急难
He did not need a network to escape his death
甚至好几次故意把扫罗王交在他面前是不是这样子
And many times King Saul was delivered to him
这些都不是那把刀办得到的
It is something that is not done by the sword
我们再回想摩西也是一样啊
It is the same with Moses
其实摩西第二个四十年神在做什么工作
The second 40 years what did Moses do?
在旷野当中把他原来人生那些刀一把一把一把抽掉
In the wilderness he continues to throw away his swords
因为他原来以为依靠神他靠的是自己嘛
He thought he relied on God but he relied on himself
他认为他可以服侍神神却不要他
When he thought he can serve God God did not want him
在旷野当中每天一直讲到绵羊也不会敲你的钟啊
In the wilderness he continued to speak but no one will care for him
40年都不用那个语言你会不太会用那个语言。
For 40 years, if you don't use the language,
即使那个语言是你的母语
，even if it's your native
在台湾也是一样，在这里也是一样。
It is the same in Taiwan.
你会变得只会听，不太会讲。
You will understand it, but you won't be able to speak it.
这是为什么他的埃及话会从口才很好变成80岁的左口笨舌？这样大家理解了吗
？That's why he was in the beginning. He was mighty in words, but later on, he was not eloquent at all.
然后他连基本的学问都还回去了。
He lost all of his education.
线索在哪里
？What is the clue？
有没有他每一件事情都事必躬亲，亲自去审问
？Everything he inquired of the Lord.
一直到他的岳父耶特罗来提醒他，哎呦，笨女婿，没有，那没正说了，我自己想的啦。
When his father-in-law Jethro,
他说你不要这样子，搞会累死自己。
Told him that do not tire yourself.
你要是十夫长、五十夫长、百夫长、千夫长、万夫长，一层一层上来，他们没办法处理的，你再处理就好。
You can have levels of management, and they can solve your problems.
我问大家，这种阶级分层在埃及是连小朋友都知道的常识，你们知道吗
？In Egypt, even the children know this kind of system.
他已经把所有的东西都忘光还回去了。
He already forgotten all about his education.
没有再提醒，他都不知道了。
If you don't remind him, he wouldn't know.
所以他认为他没有办法出来服侍神。
He believed that he is not worthy to serve.
当他觉得自己没有办法，体力上没有办法负荷的话，神说：“太好了，我就是需要这样的人。”
When he thought that he was unable to serve, God says, "Yes, I need you."
因为只有这样的人能够专心倚靠我。
Only people like that can rely on me.
我请问大家，你们都读过十灾
？Let me ask you, you've read about the 10 plagues.
知道十灾吗
？Do you know about the 10 plagues?
这十灾里面哪一灾？用埃及任何一样学问或全部的学问加总起来行得出来的
All of these 10 plagues Can you perform them with all of the knowledge of Egyptians?
可以吗
Can you?
只有神行得出来
Only God can do it
当摩西他舍弃人生所有的刀之后
When Moses gave up all of his swords
当他只剩下神的时候
When God was the only thing he had
摩西突然发现一件事
He realized
他自己成了神手中的那把刀。
He became the sword of God.
神用他这把刀，一刀刺进埃及王国的心脏，有没有发觉
？The sword was pierced through the heart of Egyptians.
把古埃及王国伤得有够惨的。
it damaged the kingdom of Egypt.
那是原来摩西用他人生四把刀永远也办不到的程度。
It was something that he can never do with his own swords.
我们再讲第三个人物保罗也是。
And it's the same with the third character, Paul.
他用那些刀砍的不是荆棘，反而是基督的身体。
With these swords, he struck the Christians.
当他后来耶稣基督让他的肉眼瞎的时候
When Lord Jesus Christ blinded him
他的心眼终于开了
His heart was opened
他才知道他的人生需要的不是这些刀
He realized that he did not need these swords
他需要的是一把杖
He needed a staff
一把牧羊杖
A staff of the shepherd
他期待耶稣基督的牧羊杖来勾着他牧养他
He wanted the staff of Jesus to guide him
当他甘心被耶稣基督牧羊杖给牧养的时候
When he was willing to be a shepherd,
他又很惊讶地发觉一件事情
And he realized,
他发觉自己竟然成了耶稣基督手中的那把牧羊杖
He learned that he became the staff of the shepherd of Lord Jesus Christ.
主借着他这把杖牧养一切外邦人的弟兄姐妹
The Lord used his staff to guide all the Gentiles.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们在圣中里面有许多的见证
There are many miracles in our testimonies.
甚至在我们自己的生命跟周边也有许多见证。
And there are many testimonies around us.
我们发觉人常常用过长的时间、过多的精力在追求自己人生的那些道。
We realize that people spend too much time and effort to pursue these swords.
以为我们获得了就可以有更宽广的道路，有更好的服事。
Believing that after we have these swords, then our life will be smooth.
事实证明，结果不一定是这样子。
But that's not the reality.
过去好几年来，有一些同龄问小弟。
In the past few years, there are members who ask me.
传道，我已经开了三间公司了，我可以开第四间、第五间公司吗
？And pastor, I have three to four companies running. Do I need more companies?
传道，现在有人要给 promotion， 要升我的职位，我一个月10万已经够了，我再赚12万算不算贪心呐
？And pastor, someone wants to promote me and give me a raise. Am I being greedy?
传道。我要考大学第一名，我要做什么做什么，将来服事教会传福音。
Pastor, I want to get into a good university. In the future, I want to preach the gospel.
他们还愿意来问我，表示他们的心态还不错。
If they're willing to ask me, means they have a good heart.
因为他们怕在做这个决定的过程当中得罪了神，被神不喜悦。
They're afraid that in the process of making a decision, they will sin against God.
小弟总是告诉，如果有人这样来问你的话，你会怎么回应
？And if someone asks you this question, how would you respond?
我只想告诉大家
And I just want to tell you.
有这些刀并不是罪。
It is not a sin to have swords.
有时候神也会赐你一些武器。
Sometimes God will give you weapons.
但是神要你知道的是比起这些刀更重要的是什么。
But God wants you to know what is more important than these swords.
你们都知道答案了吧
And you know the answer.
是什么
What is it?
是以弗德。
It's an ephod.
跟神之间的关系。
Your relationship
with God. 对神的服事。亲近神，求问神
，draw closer to
有没有把神的话语放在心里，实践在生活当中
？It's the word of God in your heart and your life.
所以，比如说，那一个开三间公司的人来问我说，他可不可以开第四间、第五间
？For instance, the person that has a lot of business running,
我跟他说，这个只有你自己能够决定啊。
I told him only you can decide.
因为他即使开公司，他平常在教会里面还是要服事啊。
If he runs a business, he can still serve in the church.
我说，主耶稣给每个人恩赐才能都不同。
I told him everyone has a different gift from Jesus.
有些人他可能。只半家公司，他一天8个小时都不够用了。
Maybe someone who runs a business does not have enough time.
有些人像你，开到4间公司的，一天只要3个小时就全部处理完了。
Maybe people like you have a lot of businesses, but you can solve it in short amount of time.
我说你不要减少你的服事，不要减少你的祷告，不要减少你的聚会。你再开到10000家也不干我的事啊。
If you don't reduce your service to your prayer and your worship, then it has nothing to do with me.
如果你再开一家公司，就连聚会都忙到没办法，我告诉你，连那一家都不该开，换工作吧。
If you have one extra business and you cannot keep the Sabbath, then don't.
因为神给我们的恩赐才能不一样。
Because God has different gifts for us.
比如说小弟不太会读书。
I am not very studious.
你们发觉哈，我以前要让同班同学。
I have classmates.
回去都在玩的，都不用看书，每次全校第一名都是他。
They don't study and they can get good grades.
你会觉得有够不公平。
You think that's unfair.
我每天读了回去还要读4-5个小时，怎么考都考不赢他。
I have to study 4 or 5 hours, but I cannot get better grades.
像那一种的，你尽量去读吧。
So you can continue to study.
你读完了可以继续每天来聚会，每天来祷告，
After you study, you still come to church to serve every day.
那像我如果说我一定要追求第一名，弄得也没办法祷告，没办法聚会。
But for me, if I want better grace and I study a lot, but I cannot come to church and pray.
那这就是我没有平衡，我不对啦。
Then that's my fault.
为什么？ 因为刀跟以弗得到底哪个重要？
Why? Because what is more important than sword or ephod?
以弗得。
Ephod.
神就是要我们知道，我们有没有找到生命当中的以弗得。
God wants to know if we have found this ephod of life.
这样，亲爱的各位，你们知道了吗？
So do you know?
知道就可以准备下课了。
Yes, then we can take a break.
要找到自己生命当中的以弗得，这是最重要的。
The most important thing is to find the ephod of your life.
愿神祝福在座的各位。
May God bless everyone.
抱歉，我们时间有点超过，我们就直接做简单的祷告来结束了。
And we'll make a short prayer to conclude.
好，我们跪下来做感谢祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.